I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thank you for being with us here today. You can basically track the movement of migrants and refugees by the seasons. It now being spring, the warmer weather means more and more people are attempting the treacherous crossing from Libya to Italy. Though even over the winter, thousands of people crammed onto rickety boats to make the journey, seeking safety and a better life. That's the goal, but so far this year, more than 1,300 people have died trying to make that crossing, and the numbers are only expected to climb heading into the summer. Our Beirut correspondent Richard Hall wanted to see what these harrowing stories look like up close. He's on a migrant rescue boat in the Mediterranean, run by the organization Save the Children. They're docked in Malta, refueling before heading out to sea again. Rich, how often does this one boat head out into the waters to rescue? Only when there's an emergency, or are they constantly out there plying the waters?
So the boat has been out now for about a month making rescues. They don't go out in the winter just because the sea is so dangerous during that time and fewer migrants attempt to make the crossing. And this will be the third rescue they've done this year. They just got back from a rescue where they took on more than 500 migrants in one rescue in the space of a few hours. That was a big one even for them, and there were people filling every part of the ship.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many people does this ship hold?
It can hold a few hundred. My first impression was the boat is much bigger than I thought it would be. It's quite a big boat. There's more than 30 crew and staff on board. The basic setup is there's the normal part of the ship where the staff and the crew and everyone works and sleeps. And then there's a big covered deck down one end, and that's where the migrants are rescued onto. And that's where they sleep and they stay while we're traveling back to port.
So, Rich, tell us where this boat kind of is typically docked and where it goes looking for migrants in distress.
So this is an Italian boat with an Italian crew. It's chartered by Save the Children. And what happens is we will sail to international waters off the coast of Libya. That's around 12 miles off the coast of Libya. And Libya, as you may know, is in a state of chaos at the moment. That's why smugglers are thriving there. And that's where the Vos Hestia, this boat, will wait and pick up migrants and take them back to Italy to be processed. And depending on where they're from and depending on their situation, they're either sent back to where they came from or they're processed as refugees or migrants in those centers.
Tell me what your first impressions were of the crew and their commitment to these rescue missions.
It really is quite a big operation. The people on board, very committed people. Save the Children's a charity. These people are not volunteers, they're paid. But they have a special focus for children. And the reason for that is because there are so many unaccompanied children coming on these migrant routes. There are hundreds so far this year. Children being sent on their own for a variety of reasons, because their parents couldn't afford to come, or because they're fleeing war and persecution because they lost their parents in some cases. So we have nurses on board. We have trained child professionals who can help the children deal with trauma and make sure that they're okay mentally and psychologically when they get on board.
Rich, we've been hearing about the Mediterranean passage for years, not to mention the tragic stories of boats sinking, thousands of people drowning. Why is this particular route so dangerous?
There are a few reasons. One of the main ones is the distance is so long. You'll remember last year, many people were taking the route from Turkey to Greece, which was a much shorter distance and much safer. That route has now been closed off. So the only route open now by sea is the most deadly one. 2016 was the most deadly year for people trying to cross the Mediterranean, and this year looks like it's going to surpass that. Other reasons are the boats the smugglers are sending people in. These are overloaded, rickety, unsafe boats, and they're piling people in there to make as much money as possible from these poor people that are trying to reach Europe.
Rich, how long are you going to be on the boat for? What are the next few days going to look like?
That depends on when we make the rescue, actually. They say between 5 to 10 days, but who knows?
The World's Richard Hall on a rescue boat operated by Save the Children in the Mediterranean.